Thank you.
Okay.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, John. How are you?
Hey, not too bad over here. It's Monday. I got my coffee in and everything, ready for the new week. Appreciate you asking.
Good.
Yes, sir. And I'm speaking with George. Is that right?
That's correct.
Pleasure to meet you, George. All right. Well, Doug just sent over some information to catch me at the speed on the call here. I see that he put a legacy credit here for you, being in business for over 7 years. So congratulations on the established business there. Just to make sure I have things correct on my end, though, you're mostly targeting residential work within about like a 10-mile radius, staying pretty local. Is that pretty accurate?
That's correct.
Okay, beautiful. Well, this package does go about 50 miles out if you needed to. So anytime you need to spread your wings out in the future, never hesitate to let us know. We can narrow things down to specific zip codes, counties, cities, however you like from there. Now, before I dive into pricing for you, George, do you have any questions regarding the program itself or how it works in general?
Yes, I do. I was mentioning to Doug that I just got involved with a gentleman in my town who does this type of work.
Okay.
And we haven't started on it yet because I had two Google My Business accounts that we needed to get rid of one because one of them was, I don't need two of them. So,
I see that. Yep.
So, and one of them had a girl that I had an issue with driving on the road into a parking lot that almost got in an accident when they decided to go up on Google My Business because my truck is branded. She went up and wrote some bad review on me with another friend of hers. So that doesn't help with my Google My Business on that. But I do have, for some reason, my website developer created that one, and I, for some reason, have another one that we've been working with getting reviews on with my clients that I've had over the last year or so. So
okay.
One of the questions I have about your search engine optimization is does it work with social media? Does it work with Google My Business things? How does your search engine optimization work to get me to pop up on a Google search for the services that I offer in my area?
Sure thing. To answer your question, yes to all. We have multiple packages available, but this package that we have available right now includes social media. Everything I talked to you about today is all included in your package, not additional upselling stuff or anything of that nature. So all the calls come directly to you. Nobody ever touches any of your customers whatsoever. The way it works is, for example, if a customer is within your service area and they type in any of the services that you provide, you'll be listed on that first page of Google along with 60 other directories on top of that, like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing. We just want to make sure it's very convenient for the customers to find you when they need you. Okay, now all calls once again goes directly to you and you get to track everything. So we call it the dashboard. It's a fully customizable tracking system where you can see where the customers are calling from live. That way you can call them back if you need to. And you can change out your keywords at any given moment. If you get too busy, which most business owners I speak to usually are, we have an account management team that's open Monday through Friday to go ahead and change out those keywords for you, add new promotions, things like that for you when you need them.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to your social media, this is pretty amazing stuff. So let's say your customer looks you up through even Voice Alexa this works on, okay? They see your company and they don't call you at the moment. If they go on their Facebook after that, your ads begin to appear on their feed with a click to call you directly from there as well. So it's target marketing ads. It's not just throwing ads at anybody trying to shoot in the dark and land something, you know. We want to make sure that they're in your area and they're quality calls.
Yeah, I noticed that happens to me on my Facebook when I'm on there and I click on an ad to look at it. I start mm-hmm. seeing more of them from that same company come up. So that's what you're talking about?
Correct, yeah. I think almost everybody has gone through it, and if they don't know that, if they have, they really have, you know, because to the extreme, if you're talking to a friend of yours about a specific car you really liked, and all of a sudden you feel like you're being spied on because you get advertisements on the exact same car, you're like, wait a minute, is someone listening to my conversation? it's not to that extreme. It's about voice, but it's if they're in your area and they're typing in these things on Google or searching through online directories, then yeah, if they don't call you, better believe your ads begin to appear on their feed.
So what would you call that? What would you
target marketing?
That
target marketing. So, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So any online directories that they look at, they actually will appear on a Facebook scroll when people are scrolling through their Facebook.
Exactly. And it's just like the old school days where you see billboards everywhere, right? And flyers out on your car. The more the customer sees your business name, the more likelihood of them to think to call you first when they need you, right?
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
You being in business for so long, I'm sure you probably ask all your new customers, hey, how did you hear about my business, right? When it comes to Facebook.
I always do, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. You got to keep track of your analytics to show what you need to put more budget into to because it's working, right? Or things that are not working, you're like, all right, we can cut this off, save some money in the back end, right? So that's what we want to make sure. You have full keys to the car here, you know, keep track of all your analytics, and you have an account management team to back you up as well. Now, just letting you know, with us, we only work with one company per industry, per area, period. So it's a strict policy. We're not allowed to spread leads out to other competitors, and there's no contract. So meaning you're month to month. We want to make sure we earn your business each and every month because we're doing our job. You're seeing good results, not because you're stuck with us. That's the whole thing behind this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
So
now when, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, no, go ahead. I'm just thinking here. No, go ahead. I just lost my thought. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I have to apologize. Hey, if it comes back to you, stop me in my tracks. That's what I'm here for.
What's the name of this company?
Sure. It's Local, like local in the area, and Splash, like splash of water. We've been around for over 18 years now. We're a premier Google Channel partner. As you know, there's different partnerships out that, you know, help the SEO for companies such as yours that they do that on behalf of Google. Now, there's different tier partners. Yeah.
Right. Where are you guys located out of? What area?
Oh, we're in Fountain Valley, California. I'm in Pennsylvania myself. So as you could tell, we're a little bit everywhere throughout the U.S.
So you work out of Pennsylvania, John?
You got it. Yes, sir. That's where I am.
Okay. I'm just asking because I get a lot of these calls and the reason I've not entertained any of these calls is because they're always from someone who I can't understand. They don't speak English properly, number one.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And I can't communicate with people who I can't understand, and it's very frustrating for me to have a conversation with anyone that way who don't speak English properly. And so, you know, it's not like it's me being prejudiced. It's just that I can't justify doing that myself. So anyway, Local Splash, you're out of California. You work out of basically out of your home in Pennsylvania, and you guys work through the company out of California.
For the most part, yes, sir. I mean, we're spread everywhere. Me personally, I just moved to Pennsylvania. So yes, I'm more remote, but, yes, sir.
So, okay, you could go back to what we were talking about. I just wanted to ask you those things. So, So basically, the SEO package would promote me on Google My Business, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, through social media. The target marketing. I get how that would work when people are online directories looking for specific services that I'm connected to.
Correct.
They will get linked up through Facebook, find my company just, you know, randomly that way. You said there's no contract, it's month to month. Okay, so explain to me some more what your package or what you do with this legacy credit package you're talking about.
Yes, sir. So very first thing is, you know, I got to cut, you know, come back to it a little bit too. I love how you mentioned, you know, that you're very not just skeptical, just you want to make sure you're talking to the right people that you can communicate with. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Communication is key with making this actually happen and making sure that you get the max results, period. Being month-to-month, we need to make sure we're in good communication with you so that way we know that we're doing things right accordingly. I see you have a wonderful website right now, but at the end of the day, you can have the best website in the world, but if no one's going to it or finding it, no use, right? And that's where our communication comes into play with you, right? So our team, they work magic. They really do. And they want to make sure they take care of you so that way we can earn your business for a long time. So by doing so, we need to make sure that communication is key, right? Using the right words, hitting the right areas, and doing the right things. If we're not communicating with you, we're shooting in blanks out there, right? That's not the whole, that defeats the whole purpose of everything. Right. Now you mentioned also about what else as far as it includes. If for any reason that you needed to redevelop a brand new website, we are a one-stop show. We really are. So we want to make sure you're constantly being covered in every avenue and every aspect as much as possible. That way you're not losing opportunities. So if that's something that you're intrigued in later down in the future, by all means, we can do that for you. Now, when it comes to your package.
A new website based off of the one I have, and, you know, work with the service and all, I get all that, but
yep.
I don't know if I was telling you or Doug that I purchased a new, URL for my website.
Okay.
That, I have a local gentleman I've been in touch with that we've been talking about these things, doing these things, and that's what he does. I was frustrated with the person who created my original website that you're seeing there. He actually does SEO work and just not getting anything, to happen the way you're talking about here. And I just, you know, kind of let him go recently, last week, and I was in the middle of, you know, he's still hosting my site until I have it migrated over to another hosting company, which was this person I've been speaking with who's local in my town. He agreed to do that for a fee and migrate it over and then host it for certain amount of money every month, which is basically what it costs to host a site anyway, just broken down in a monthly fee. So, okay. Yeah, and on top of that, he was going to be doing social media, Google My Business work for me with, you know, a Google price package to start off with. And, you know, so I've been talking with someone about doing this with me. But we haven't really got, and that's why I'm asking you some of these questions, because I haven't actually hired him in a, you know, any kind of a contract. He doesn't do contracts either, but more of a month to month thing. But I, you know, that's where I'm at right now with this stuff, because my phone's not ringing and I'm dead in the water with work, and I need to get some work coming in here, soon. So,
yeah. Okay.
You know, anyway, so that's where I'm at.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you being transparent with me. And I think just by getting to know you a little bit more and looking online right now as well too, there's missed opportunities just alone with having two Google Business profiles. Because if you think about it, customers seeing both, they're like, which one is which? And they can get confused for one.
Right.
You know, and
he was working on getting rid of one of those for me, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. No, that's still there. So it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, it's definitely still there. And if I'm seeing it, other customers are seeing it for sure. These are things that we can help you with though. Like I said, being a premier Google channel partner is different than just, you know, trying to run the show on your own. Right. The difference is behind us and other people out there is we only work with one company, and we take that very seriously, because if other companies, you try talking to another company, they'll say, oh, yeah, we work with more companies too, but you still keep your first page listing. If you really think about that, though, there's only so many companies that can fit on the first page, right? So Well, if you're spreading
true,
leads out. Yeah.
And that's what leads me to this question here is, I know all the local companies in my town that are coming up in Google searches. I know who these guys are.
Mm-hmm.
So how am I going to just all of a sudden pop up in place of one of them?
Great
question.
If they're
paying money to do the same thing.
And it's not about how much you pay. And it's the honest truth. It's about who you work with, and it's about two other things, traffic and reviews. So I'm glad that you spoke about your double account, because one of them has a lot less star reviews because of that review you were telling me about, right? If you knock that one out, that's definitely going to help your traffic going to that one Google business profile for one. And two, with us being so – I mean, we have plenty of – or 18 years to be exact – in this field, so we're definitely able to help you out. It's not our first rodeo, but using the right keywords and being able to rotate and constantly update that, because we're month to month. Other companies, they say, oh yeah, you sign on for 6 months, a year, and then all of a sudden, after like 3 or 4 months, you're like, why is this falling apart, and why am I not on the first page anymore? It's because they're not constantly updating it. They're not constantly staying involved. They're not checking the website. They're not checking other avenues. Things change. We have to adapt to it every day, right? And that's what our team does. They work magic.
Now, does that work through the dashboard that you mentioned that you utilize with each customer's dashboard?
100%. Yes, sir. That way you can see it for yourself. You can modify things for yourself however you like. The more you're involved in seeing everything, the better outcome for you, to be honest, not for us. You know, it's because you could say, oh, these keywords are doing amazing in this area, and then in this area, these four keywords are working better, you know, or these words aren't working at all. Let's throw that out and throw a different word in there or a phrase. That way, you can get more results, right? So it's just playing by ear with that. It's all about your area. So you've been in business for a long time. You know the lingo. You know where you want to hit the most, what places could bring you the most profits. We just want to make sure it's convenient for the customers to find you in those areas and use those right keywords. That way you can get that phone ringing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, because the gentleman I was talking about, you know, that I discussed this stuff with a week or so, the past week before the 4th of July there, we met and talked about all these things. He's been sending me reports on my Google, you know, account, and nothing's going on yet because we haven't started working on it, you know, as far as me paying him a certain amount of money every month to do that.
Okay.
So it sounds to me like he does the exact same things that you're talking about doing, but he's, you know, a local person that I know that I was put in touch with here that does this kind of stuff. So, you know, what you're saying to me is that, you know, you're a premier Google partner, and I don't know what it takes to become one of those, and I don't know if he is or not. I'm just talking out loud here so I can, get the right. I want to make a decision based on, so you happen to call and catch me at a good time because I've been working on these exact things.
Sounds like it. Yes, sir. Well, to answer your question here, George, so you have different tiers of partnerships. In order to become a premier Google Channel partner, you have to be really darn good at what you do. You have to be certified through Google to even get that certification going. And that's what we have. I can even send you a link to prove that from Google, not from us or hearing it from some Joe Schmo. That way you can feel more comfortable seeing that yourself. But it'll have our spend in there, our certifications, any performance even, so that's just coming from Google, right? Hear from the horse's mouth. Now, a lot of people out there try to claim to do what we do, but even if they could, their time length and time breakdown is so much different than ours. With customers that don't have any web presence, we get them up there on the first page and consistently stay there within the first 30 to 45 days. That's our average. I've seen it done super fast, but honestly, I just don't want to promise you something we can't keep, right? Now, I think it's going to be quicker for you just in general because you already got your verification. We just need to clean things up, right? Take off the other Google business profile and just start hitting those keywords in your areas that you would like to hit. That way you can get the phone ringing right away. The more you're out there, you get 60 different directories, so that's going to help dramatically as well too. The social media.
So those directories are like what type of directories are you referring to?
That's like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, White Pages, Chambers of Commerce, like all the big ones that are going to be in your local area that customers will be searching for your not your company, but your services. If they search for your company, it's obviously they're going to find it. But we want to make sure you hit people that don't know your name. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they're going to, if somebody wants to find Apple Valley Home Improvement, all they got to do is type in Google and the URL line and it's going to show up. That's not the problem I'm having. I'm having a problem. As we both know, if somebody's looking to have a new roof put on their house and they go for roofers in Southington or additions, basement remodeling, the things type of things that I do, and I'm not coming up anywhere, even when I try to find myself, that's a problem.
Yes, yeah. And that's where we come into play, right? We go, actually, even let's say we decide to go with us today, I would say, okay, first thing is I check over, even though it shows on Google, I make sure that I have the correct information in front of me, right? We make sure we set up a day and time for our technician team to go over those information keywords, show you how to go through your analytics, through that dashboard that we developed for you. That way you know who you're speaking with, how we're going to get things done, and you get to see the results for yourself, right? Sky's the limit from there. But, yes, I don't think we've even gone over pricing, to be honest there, George. I do have to apologize.
No, the pricing is important to me, yes, but I'm trying to, you know, first of all, know what I'm getting for what you're going to tell me for pricing. So whatever way you want to hit me with it, that's fine. I however works for you best. So you can continue explaining to me.
Sure, sure. Now with us, there's no pay per lead, pay per call or job type of service. Now it is month to month. Doug put in a 50% discounted rate for you actually. So you'll always be grandfathered in at a 50% discount. And with this pricing I'm about to give you right now, a lot of other companies, they add more to that pricing later for your ads through social media. I'll get to that in just a second. So with the credit putting in there, you're looking at $249 month to month, and it comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover programming. So getting started is at $348. But again, month to month, no matter what, it always stays at $249. Now coming back to the social media, for $249 month to month, other companies, they add more, saying, how much would you add for your ad spend on Facebook ads? Like, wait, what? I thought I'm paying this amount. With us, it's included in your package. Out of $249, not additionally, $100 of those dollars are going to go to your Facebook ads already. So you're never going to exceed $249 month to month. You always will pay that on the same day. So if you were to start today, it will always be on the 10th, $249 month to month. That's the beauty behind this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So just to go over that, what you just said. So you said there's no contract. It's month to month, $249 a month. There's a $99 setup fee for a one-time charge. The first month would be $348. You get it going, correct?
Yes, sir.
What about, what else does that include? Anything else besides that? I mean, is there anything else? You said $100 a month goes towards Facebook ads.
You got it, yeah. And Facebook ads have double conversion rates than Google ads, believe it or not. So you could fact check me on that as well.
So the balance of $149 a month, that goes to the Google My Business type of stuff that you're talking about with the Yellow Pages and the Chamber of Commerce and Yelp, Yahoo, and Bing and whatnot.
Well, yes. So here's the thing. To be really transparent with you, so our package usually is, like, let's say if I was to do this for, you know, anybody else, and we're not trying to fulfill this today, blah, 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 right? It's the same price, not including the Facebook ads on there. They would have to additionally add that, right? So Doug put you on a legacy credit, which makes that included for your package. You got a really good package deal here, no lie. So if you didn't use the Facebook ads, it'll still be $249 a month. I'd rather say, listen, if you're going to be paying $249 a month, you might as well use some of that money going towards something and get more use out of it, more bang for your buck, pretty much.
Yeah, got it. All right. Yeah. I just kind of understand what you were talking about there.
No, you're fine.
So,
yeah.
So, other question is, mm-hmm. I have the guy I was talking with was talking to me about hosting my site and getting it off the, you know, I have all my passwords and whatnot to move my site off of his hosting service plan that he has with me.
Okay. Yeah.
Is there something you guys could do to help me with that type of thing as well?
So we are a one-stop shop. Now, we usually charge extra for websites, about $300, $350. But if that's a deciding factor for you, what was that, George?
Yeah. To do what?
To host, to build, to, you know, things like that. How about this?
Okay.
George, I'll do this. If I said I could throw in a website included in your package then, now this is I want to make sure I'm being transparent with you about how we run websites. If we were to take over your website and you know, try to run it for you, there's going to have a lot of issues, all right? Meaning, we're good at what we do, but because it's made on a specific platform that we may not be aware of how to use it, it just becomes more delayed. I don't want that to happen to you. If we were to do this and you own that URL, that domain name, I would suggest you give us the management options for that, right? So that way we can develop a brand new website using the same URL. That way we're not confusing your customers. That way they don't get, you know, say, oh, what happened to this website? They'll still use that same website domain. And that way you're able to keep track of the website yourself, seeing the traffic going to it. And you can add pictures, videos, testimonials on your own if you wanted to. But our account management team will be there for you on top of that too. That way you can focus more at the job at hand. That's what I would recommend on there. But coming back to it, George, if I said I can throw this website included in your package, no additional fees or hidden agendas, and again, there's no cancellation fees either. So would that be something to go ahead and give us a shot with today?
It could be.
Okay.
I just want to talk to you some more about this stuff.
Yeah.
So getting back to the website hosting, I mean, you can – all right, so my website that I have has the URL, what you've seen, Apple Valley, HVHI.com, which is hard to remember and confusing to a lot of people. That's why I picked up and own the new one I bought, which was AppleValleyCT.com. So if you guys were to create another site for me using that new one, that could be done, I would think. And I mean, that's just, what's the difference if I use the one you've seen or this one, right? It doesn't matter.
Here's the thing. I typed in AppleValleyCT.com, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, and I bought it last week.
Okay. That's probably why. Because I don't see that one up. The one that does show is it's avhi.biz.
That's what I have now. That's what's linked.
Okay.
That's what's linked to my website is that URL.
Got it. Okay. Got it.
Okay. So the website that you see now, I can change that to AppleValleyConnecticutCT.com. It's just that needs to be done on the back side of the site. But I just, you know, I would, going forward, I want to utilize that URL on any website, whether it's the one I have now or another one that you're talking about that you could create for me. But the website that you could create for me that you're talking about, what would it, do you have an example that I could go look at something right now on my computer? Because I'm on my computer right now, actually, sitting at my laptop.
Beautiful. Okay. I'm going to send, Here, it's probably even better if I just send you a link and you can look at it, or type it in on the computer, however you like. But we have many different ways. Hold on, give me one second. I want to make sure I show you a little link here for our website. So if you go to localsplash.com,
yeah,
I believe there should be under a drop down next to home. So services.
Mm-hmm.
And go to my site. If you go all the way towards right above Facebook, click on that.
I clicked on home. You said click on home?
Yeah, oh, right next to home, there's a drop down that says services.
Yes.
Perfect. In that drop down of services, towards the bottom, it should say my site.
Okay.
There we go. And then once you do this, scroll down to where it says, you'll see like website themes catered to your style. I have three pictures right there, next side by side.
Yes.
Perfect. You can see a demo. Click on those so that way you can see what we can make. But I mean, honestly, the website guys, they get things done quick. It's within the first 7 to 14 days. That's how fast they move with that. Depending on how much content you like to edit or change out. Yeah.
Okay, so would they be able to, say, for instance, take my website that I have now and utilize any type of, you know, pictures or blogging that was done up there and transferred into another new website? Can they work with some of the material that I have?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think that's something that's important to you, actually. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it would be so much easier for them to just take my Apple Valley Home Improvement website that I have now, which is avhi.biz. We'll classify it as that, and then create a new one, applevalleyct.com, off of that one, and, you know, go right from there, and then I could just dump that site mm-hmm. that I paid $3,500 for, which makes me sick.
Oof.
You know, originally.
That hurts me.
You know, I paid.
That hurts me.
Money to create a site for me 7 years ago, and he got my phone ringing. I can't say it was money wasted, but the site got me up there for up till now. It got me the phone ringing. I let it go SEO wise over the last years because I was busy, and I wasn't paying attention to it because I didn't really think I needed to. Because every time I was getting caught up on a couple of bigger jobs, I'm a general contractor, so I manage all my jobs. Then the phone would ring and another job or two would come in that, you know, I would sell. And so it was working, but now I'm buried in the water and nobody's seeing me anyway. So anyway, that's my situation right at the moment. So yeah, so this sounds very interesting to me. That the other thing I was making a note of while I was talking to you, do you guys do any kind of blogging service?
I wish. I honestly, you're probably like the 10th person to tell me actually that. No, not at the moment, but we are constantly improving and updating things to, you know, better assist the customers as well too. And I think that's one of those things that we're looking into at the current moment, but not at the moment now. Can we put it up there for you? Yes. But far as us keeping track of it or anything like that of your blogs, that we cannot do.
So you can have a blog and you can put it up there for me. You could have something that I could interact with myself on my website as far as blogging is concerned.
Right. Yes, sir. Because you got to remember, the number one thing we don't do is talk to your customers. And I think that's why we're having the biggest drawback on that, because we don't want to interact with your customers. The last thing we want to do is, tarnish one of your opportunities, right? So we want to make sure that, hey, you're good at what you do for a reason, man. We want to keep it that way. So If I try to talk to any of your customers about, you know, basement remodeling, you'd probably lose customers. So to be honest.
Well, no, yeah. The guy that I was just talking with, I told you about, he told me that AI is taking over on the blogging stuff with that part of that type of thing where, you know, it's just getting it started up properly, and then our AI through Google is able to create blogs for you somehow, which is very interesting. So blogging, I guess, does help in other ways for people to find you, but I think by having conversations with you and him and other people and just knowing about this stuff, it seems to me that Google My Business, social media, getting in people's faces that way is the most important way of advertising.
Yeah, definitely.
Your services and, you know, whatever else you could do as far as blogging and whatnot, you know, he was telling me, you know, you could do that yourself.
Right.
And I said, yeah, I could. It's just a matter of me finding the time to do it and wanting to do it and all those kinds of things. And, you know, to be honest with you, I really don't like doing these things because it's not my forte. So, you know, he's been telling me you need to learn all these things so you could save yourself money and go up and do stuff on your own and, you know, not have to pay me. So blah, 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 blah. Going forward, here we are. I'm talking to you now about this.
Right. And honestly, yeah, I'll be really honest with you too. In the business owners I speak to, a lot of them, believe it or not, they have Facebook, Twitter accounts, all this stuff. But I ask them, hey, can you send me a link or tell me the link that's on I can take a look at? And like, I have no clue. It's not because they don't care. It's just because they simply don't have the time for it. Even a lot of them that know how to do all this stuff, they hire us to go ahead and do it for them because we're good at what we do. But because they simply, again, don't have time. They literally don't. And that's not a bad headache to have. You know, we understand that. That's why we have a team for you designated Monday through Friday for you to make sure in case of anything that you need to modify or change up. Hey, let's say you have a new brand new promotion you want to do for, let's say, the month of September or whatever. Hey, we want to be prepared for it. As long as we're in good communication with one another, we'll make it happen. You know, that way you're focusing more at the job at hand, not trying to add a picture or trying to do a blog post. Like, you know what I mean? And coming
yeah,
back to
that's the thing that I that's the thing that I want to be able to, you know, call up, say, call you, Doug, hey, Doug, George, hey, man, you know, I want to do some changes, but you're saying that I could work that through my dashboard with your company where I can make changes to things and this price that you're talking about, we can alter and kick things around at times.
Yes, sir. Yes, you can. And if it gets too confusing or you're like, you know what, I'd rather have you guys do it, perfectly fine, too. It's included in your package. So either or, we want to make sure you have control to everything and then also have the availability to say, hey, let me delegate it to these guys to do it for me as well. That's there for you.
Right. Well, so what you got me interested here is about the website, about getting this website changed. And what would it cost for me to have it hosted with you guys?
Nothing. I'm throwing that in there for you. So after talking with you, especially, I'm sorry, I have a business of my own, and every time I hear something like this, it breaks my heart. Honestly, it really does. That's expensive, man. That's crazy. And if we can help,
because the platforms are out there now where it takes, you know, a web developer like, you know, an hour or two to create a website and then spend another few hours on it, just loading up information into it. I understand all that stuff. So yeah. It's not like somebody's spending,
right,
you know, weeks and months creating a website and having to charge $3,500 for it.
Right.
It's
yeah,
just,
I know.
Mm-hmm. And not in today's day and age. So yes, to create a website, I understand it's not that big of a deal. Hosting it, if a company like yours is working with that type of it with this industry, hosting websites, it shouldn't be a cost to a person like myself, because you're already, you know, you've got space on the servers for that.
Right, right. And of course, I think manpower and things like that, it's a village that's going to help you, right? And we want to make sure we're on the same page with you. And that's what I'm saying is, you know, I mentioned this, I always keep to my word, right? So that's one thing. That's not from Local Splash, that's just me in general. You know, my uncle told me a long time ago, he's like, hey, listen, you don't, when you go, you don't take your house with you, you don't take money with you, you only take your word. All right, so that's why I like it.
The train don't follow you into the grave with the money, no matter what, how much you have or don't have. That's what people, that's what I live by. So none of that stuff matters in life. All this stuff here we're talking about is to pay the bills and get the things you dreamed of in life going.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so John, what about, here's the thing that concerns me a little bit.
Okay.
I spent $3,500 with Wise Marketing to create a website 7 years ago. I own it. I have the, you know, the password and all that to get it, email and password to get into it.
Okay.
But what about this site? If I get another one set up and I ditch that one, am I going to be able to, you know, own this site if I wanted to keep it down the road, if I don't do business with you guys in the future, which, you know, is a possibility could happen. Is that something that I'll be able to not have to worry about?
Great question. I love that. Okay. So when it comes to, again, this is not additional money or anything like that. This is me just giving you a helping hand. Okay. So when it comes to your website, for the longevity of you being with us, there's no charge. Okay. Now, because you own that URL, that domain name, right? That stays yours no matter what. Even if, knock on wood, you know, if you decide to part ways in the future, that domain is still yours. Everything that we develop within it, now, if you decide to leave and you like us, you still like your website, you want to keep it live, I believe it's only like, because you're with us, it'll be like $50 a month to keep it live. Okay. If you decide that you don't want to keep it live, but you still want to keep that URL, that's still, you don't even have to ask permission for that. That's yours no matter what. Okay. And I'm going to tell you right now, just to be transparent with you, I hope I earn some trustworthy things here by saying this. You can definitely get people to host it at a very affordable rate nowadays comparison to the $3,500.
Well, yeah. I was just going to say, that's $600 a year to host the site. I mean, most you could get a site hosted anywhere for, you know, $20 a month or less.
So now you know I'm being honest with you, man.
So the thing of it is that if in the down the road, I just and, you know, just talking theoretically here, if I decided to, you know, end this month-to-month agreement we got, if I go with this, and you know, the website's going to be, would it be able to be hosted by someone else is the point I'm trying to make here.
Yes, sir. 100% it can. Yes, sir.
Okay. So it can have a new host.
Mm-hmm. It's the same way how you're going to let us host, like, to have just the manager access, that then you do the same thing.
You're throwing in the website and the hosting for free in order to stay with you guys and do business with you, basically, is what it is.
Well, yeah. I mean, honestly, it's not. I guess you can't say free because you're paying monthly subscription, but I'm throwing that in there in your inclusion in your package to get more value for you.
Well, that's what I mean at this point.
Yeah.
But it's valued at $50 a month, the hosting, correct?
Correct. Yes, sir. If you decided if you did that way, yeah.
Right. So that's all I'm just trying to clarify here.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, you know, I guess, you know, I gave this guy a couple of $100 to go clean up my Google My Business. There's two of them, like we said.
Yeah.
And work with me for the first month here and start getting me recognized social media wise. And I'm not seeing anything happen right away. I know it takes time. I don't know what he's been doing since last week for me. And we were talking about doing this type of thing. And it was a different cost than what you're telling me. You have a better price. And I like.
I was
going to
say, we're not the cheapest around. I know that for sure. So I'm surprised on that one, you know. But yeah.
Well, you know, I understand that it costs money to do this stuff, mm-hmm. and you know, I understand also that to use Google My Business, there's a package that someone like yourselves or another guy like I was talking to has to utilize, and I know I'm in business, that thing, there's a difference between wholesale and retail mm-hmm. for people like yourselves. So yes, I mean, the cost has to be reasonable. What I like about what you're saying is that you'll redo my website with my new URL for me and throw that in and get that going. And how long do you think that would take to do? You said to get that website up and going.
Well, again, for customers that don't have any clue how they want their website to look and things like that, we get it done within the first 7 to 14 days. And that's just our average because they like to modify, change things out, you know, lift it in like a specific color, things like that, right? It seems like just by looking at your webpage, though, you know what you want. You have a logo, you have pictures, you have testimonials ready. That just shaves off a lot of time already. So I've seen websites done super fast. Yeah.
if your website developer team can get into that site and take that and work with it and use my logo and pictures and, you know, they can, you know, take the applevalleyct.com URL that I have with GoDaddy, then I'd be all set. I can expect that to, you know, happen within a reasonable amount of time. And then as far as the other side of it goes, with the package that we're talking about here, how long would that take before you think, before I start seeing myself popping up some on Google My Business and on social media and Yelp and Yahoo and Bing and mm-hmm. having a presence again? How long does that usually take?
We work fast. Now, we want to make sure we're not just working fast, we're working diligently though. So within the first 5 to 7 business days, your tracking system and all of your directories will be completed and submitted already. Okay. Now, within the first 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads and target marketing ads on that, and the latest there for a website, will be completed as well. That's how fast we move with this stuff. When it comes to your listings, this is on. I can only give an average on this, but I'm gonna tell you right now, it's probably way faster for you. Getting on the first page for customers who are brand spanking new and keeping them consistently on that first page takes an average of 30 to 45 days. Now, you already can shave a week off of yours because you already have been verified through Google twice, if anything. But we just need to take that other one off, clean this up, get those right keywords, and you'll be set from there.
Who am I going to be talking to about this going forward? Are you going to be involved in this process with me at all?
I would if I could. I'm the guy that makes sure – I'm the connector, right? I make sure that you get the perfect package that's going to be saving you money on the back end while making good return investment on the front. Now, I'm very – as you can tell, I'm pretty knowledgeable with everything here, but especially going for computer science with school as well. But to be honest, our team, they work the magic. Now, if you'd like, I can go ahead and set up a technician call. It could be early as tomorrow. That way, we introduce ourselves to you, and they can go over the website with you. They can go over the Facebook ads, all that in more detail. Because, again, I know about it. They make the magic happen, though. We give you a designated phone number.
You're the guy selling the program, and I get it. So, you know, I understand what your part of it is. It's just that, like this phone number that you're calling me from here, or I called back on, this 860 is a Connecticut number, so what is that all about?
That's to be real with you, that's our voiceover internet phone number. So just to save money because we make so many calls out, right? Like I said, I would, if you called that number, it'll still come back to us no matter what. But I would give you a designated phone number just so that way it'd be voice activated to go to the, each team. So let's say you have trouble with your Facebook ads. You call into this number and say Facebook ads, right. And you have your designated team. You say website.
Okay.
Go from there. Yeah.
So what, just while we're talking about that, what would be the contact number for you if I need to talk to you again?
It would be the same number, and I can give you my extension. Now, again,
I would dial this 860-540-6602, and then I'd have an extension that will get to you?
No. So if you called this number that you have right now, you would get you would have to get transferred over to me. You would say, can I speak with John? And they'll transfer you over. But I can give you that same phone number I'm about to give you. If you join our family, I'll give you this phone number before the end of the call, no matter what. That way you can save it, and then you would hit my extension after that phone number. And that will get you directly to me. Yes, sir.
Okay, so what is the number?
So does that mean you're joining our family here today?
Yeah, no, I'm going to say yes, but
okay.
I do want to speak to your team about the website. And, you know, I just want to be able to talk to people. I hate texting and emails and all that kind of stuff because it's just too much time, takes up way too much time. Talking on the phone cuts through a lot of stuff, even though, you know, we might be on the phone for a half an hour, 45 minutes or longer. We got a lot done there where texting and emailing just takes days of wasted time.
I understand. I agree 100%. All right. So let me know when you're ready. I'll give this number to you.
Cool. Go ahead.
I love it. All right. Phone number is 877-635-6225.
Okay. And your
My extension is 3736.
Okay. So if I ever need to speak to you going forward about any of this stuff, I can call you at that number and get into, you can call me back or whatnot if you can't talk right away. We can communicate.
Exactly. For me, it's like a big call center, right? So it's like, okay, you call in, you get a voicemail, better believe I'll call you back. I always still like to keep checking in on everyone. But I'm the guy that really can help out with making sure you have the right packages available. Now, the customer support team calling that number without the extension, they could give you extensions as well, too. But they're really good at what they do. I really 100% back them up. I really do.
That's the call center. Yeah. That's the call center for local splash, so to speak.
So to speak, yes, sir. For customers of ours, yes, sir.
Okay. I'm just making notes here so I can follow along with all this. My notes.
You're okay, George.
Anyway, so John, let's do this. I'm not gonna go with the other guy because you gave me a better, you know, monthly price, which is okay with me right at the moment. Wish it could be less, but I appreciate the fact that you threw in the website for me to get that changed.
Yes, sir.
I'll leave my website. Yeah. I don't have to worry about migrating the old one somewhere else and getting involved with this other guy right at the time, which is okay.
Awesome.
All
right. So George, I'm going to make sure I go over a few things before I do though. Just in case if my phone or our phone gets disconnected, I will call you right back. All right. So I'll just let you know. I just want to make sure. So, George, how do you spell your last name?
S-C-H-M-I-D-T, like Delta Tango.
Tango. Beautiful. And then also, I want to make this one promise to you, okay, George? Even after payment, I want to stay on the phone with you until you see for yourself your invoice of everything we discussed through email and through text. What is the best email I could send the invoice to?
It's GSAENT@gmail. GSA Edward Nancy Tango, ENT@gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. And is this the best phone number for us to reach out to you, ending with the 1899?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. For your customers, do you want them to reach out to a different number or the same phone number?
If I ever hired an answering service, this is the number I use because I take all the calls.
Okay.
If I get
no worries.
To a point where I can't handle the calls, then I would change that number to something else.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so the next part is this part's for the Google, so I want to make sure we don't get flagged on anything because we're going to clean this up for you. So I need to make sure it's on point. I have the business name is Apple Valley Home Improvement. The business address is 61 Tanglewood Drive. Zip code, I got 06489. Is that right?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. Now, the next part, I want to make sure we have a really good time slot available for our tech team to introduce themselves to you and everything. What time do you have available for an hour window to speak with them tomorrow?
I could speak with someone tomorrow morning about this, like around 9:30, 10 o'clock. Is that a work with you guys? I know we're on a different
time zone.
Time zone, but
what
would this call be coming out of? What's from California or
California? You got it. The earliest we can do is anywhere from 11 to noon. Would that be all right with you?
Yeah, 11 to noon will work for me.
Beautiful. Okay, so what I'm going to do next is I'm going to send you and our technician team the same email. Okay, that way all you need to do is hit yes on your side, and they'll hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting. Okay, so give me just a second. And it's coming from my email from JSEO@LocalSplash. That way you have another form of contact or way to contact me.
Okay. That would be your email. I don't have it here yet. I'm waiting for it to come through. What is your email again?
JSEO@LocalSplash.com. And I'm going to put a reminder here for them just in case. They are human, so.
That's your email.
Did it come through?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. That's all right. If it doesn't come through in the next minute here, I want you to check your spam or junk mail just in case.
Let's see what we got here. JSEO, yeah, invitation
from
an unnumbered sender. So
there we go.
Report not spam.
That way it doesn't go to your spam box anymore. Perfect. Thank you.
To my inbox. There it is. Okay. Okay. So I see your invitation.
Beautiful. What you need to do is just hit yes as you got it. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to go over a few things with you. Again, I want to make sure, even if I see it on Google, I'd rather ask you, okay? So, as far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be found on Google? One of them, it says different timing than the other. Would you like to be, like, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, 24/7? What do you find?
The one that you see the 6-star review on, that's the one I set up with all my hours. I already did all that.
Okay. I have to ask because you never know.
I was on there using that link to that Google My Business page to invite people to do those reviews for me. So there's some new reviews there that I just got, and that's the one I want to be using with those hours. I did try to work on that myself over the last week. That's not my forte. So I did what I could there with my limited knowledge.
Hey, you're doing all right. No lie. I mean, you got your website up. You got a presence going on. It's just